HHD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or request of your smart speaker, play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, partly to mostly sunny, highs near 78. It's 6 o'clock.
Good morning.
Championed the bill in the Texas Senate.
If you manufacture, distribute these drugs and ship them to Texas for the purpose of killing a little unborn baby, harming a mom, you will be held accountable.
If the governor signs the bill into law, private citizens would be able to sue out-of-state providers of the pills for $100,000 or more. I'm Olivia Aldridge in Austin.
You're listening to NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A federal judge has dismissed one of two discrimination lawsuits filed against the Topeka Fire Department. Brentley Dorsey sued the city after being passed over for a promotion in the department. He alleged discrimination on the basis of his race and a disability, but federal judge Holly Teeter has dismissed the suit, saying Dorsey failed to present any evidence to support his claims and that he retired voluntarily. WIBW-TV reports the department still faces another suit alleging discrimination. That suit is scheduled for trial in December. Police are warning of a scam targeting churchgoers in northeast Kansas. The scam targets members of Northridge Church in Seneca. Church members have received emails from a scammer pretending to be a pastor at the church. The scammer asks them to purchase gift cards. KWCH reports the Seneca Police Department is investigating the scam. Nationwide, the FTC says impersonation scams cost Americans more than $1 billion in 2023. The Kansas Highway Patrol is distancing itself from a state trooper's social media posts asking for gas money. Trooper Ben Gardner, who goes by the online moniker Trooper Ben, has 31,000 followers on Facebook. On Monday, he posted about a trip he was making to Michigan to attend his father's funeral. He said he would, quote, use a lot of gas and said his followers could send him money via apps like Venmo or PayPal. KWCH reports the Highway Patrol later issued a statement clarifying that the trooper's page was personal and his posts were, quote, neither approved by nor associated with KHP. Small Western Kansas high schools are switching to six-man football to keep their teams alive while their town's populations shrink. As Kaylin Moore reports, it's a trend likely to grow.
To keep the Friday night lights on, low enrollment schools are switching to a smaller teamed version of football. It's where there are only six players on both sides of the ball, as opposed to 11. The high-flying and high-scoring game was sanctioned by the Kansas State High School Activities Association in 2021. Its popularity has grown since. Mark Lentz with the association says even with fewer players on the field, the fundamentals are the same.
It's just an opportunity for smaller schools who don't have the enrollment or may not have a lot of boys in their school to play the game of football.
23 teams played last season. Lentz projects more small-town schools will field six-man teams in the future. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Weather forecast for today, partly to mostly sunny. High temperatures this afternoon near 78 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms toward morning. Lows overnight around 57. Tomorrow, Friday, cloudy. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow near 65 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, mostly clear, 56 at 6:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR
in public health agencies. HHS said it will ensure policy is based on rigorous evidence and, quote, gold standard science. We extended invitations to the governor and Surgeon General of Florida. They have not responded to our request.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Coming up on Morning Edition, you've heard of the border showdown coming up this Saturday between the Kansas Jayhawks and the Missouri Tigers. But have you heard about the radio rivalry taking place between KPR and the public radio station in Columbia?
This is really a competition between radio stations around the idea of Mizzou and KU competing as well.
It's not just football fans who will be rooting for their team this Saturday. KPR and KBIA are trying to out-fundraise one another. What's at stake? We'll tell you in about 20 minutes on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting I Mom So Hard, the flashback tour. Two moms, lots of laughs, creators of the web series. Saturday, September 13th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Partly to mostly sunny skies today. High temperatures this afternoon near 78 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, mostly clear 56. Topeka, mostly clear 55. Manhattan, mostly clear 54.
I'm Paul Henley, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, could an international coalition of the willing meeting in Paris come up with a realistic plan for Ukraine? And how brain mapping mice might revolutionize treating Parkinson's disease in humans?
The BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Chervinsky noticed that they restored an item that was briefly removed, text about President Trump, in a display on impeachments.
It does look like they have covered the whole story here.
One of the tourists we met, Jesse Stockham of Georgia, is aware of the debate over the Smithsonian.
I think it makes it more special to come now because things are kind of uncertain about whether the president will change a lot of the exhibits to kind of frame a certain agenda. And so I think being able to see things as they are right now is important because we don't know what things will look like in the future.
For now, this museum known as America's Attic remains free and open, a curated cross-section of American life. This is NPR News.
Should ancient vehicles be sold, donated, recycled?
Would you like to buy my minivan?
I would not like to buy your minivan.
And what happens to all the metal and hazardous fluids? Our reporter parts with the family Vanny, who's 20 years old with 183,000 miles and...
Wasps! Oh, and Vanny!
It has wasps. The fate of Vanny on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Weather forecast for today, partly to mostly sunny. High temperatures this afternoon near 78 degrees. In Lawrence right now, mostly clear 56. Topeka, mostly clear 55. It's 6:30.
In Sacramento.
This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A brawl in Salina last week ended up with a 17-year-old boy getting stabbed. The boy was treated and released from a local hospital. Police say the brawl began around 11 o'clock Friday night at Indian Rock Park, where a large group of teenagers had gathered. KSN reports a 17-year-old girl from Salina was arrested in connection with the stabbing. She faces charges of aggravated battery, simple battery, criminal threat, and marijuana possession. Students at Lawrence High School are complaining about a policy that makes it harder for them to use the bathroom. Under a policy implemented last school year, all bathrooms are closed and locked during class periods, except for the gender-neutral stalls. Staff members are supposed to unlock the bathrooms between periods. Administrators told the Lawrence Times the policy addresses behaviors like vaping and skipping class, but some students say bathrooms often aren't unlocked between periods, leaving them unable to use them. Rural Kansas towns are shrinking along with their schools, and a version of football with smaller teams is helping keep that sport alive. Six-man football is a high-scoring game that only has six players on each team as opposed to the usual 11. Mark Lentz is the Assistant Executive Director for the Kansas State High School Activities Association. He says keeping the football team gives small towns something to do as a community.
When you play a varsity game on a Friday night, that's what's going on in town. And that's what we want to keep. And we want schools to thrive and communities to thrive and have that opportunity.
Last year, there were 23 six-man teams in Kansas. Lentz believes there will be more teams joining that division, especially in western Kansas. Royals got beat by the Angels last night, 4-3. Final game of that series is tonight at the K at 6:40. Weather forecast for today, not too bad. Partly to mostly sunny, with a high this afternoon near 78 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms toward morning. Lows overnight around 57. Tomorrow, Friday, cloudy, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow near 65. Looking ahead to the weekend, looks good. Saturday, sunny with a high near 76. Sunday, sunny with a high near 76. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy, 55 degrees. Topeka, partly cloudy and 54 degrees. You're listening to Morning Edition on KPR. It's 6:34.
Support for NPR comes from this station. And from Sattva, offering mattresses made with eco-friendly materials and handcrafted construction, delivered with setup and old mattress removal included. More at SAATVA.com. From Visit St. Pete Clearwater, Florida, where white sand beaches meet the arts, from the Dalí Museum to more than 500 public murals. More at visitspc.com. And from listeners like you, who donate to this NPR station.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Coming up on Morning Edition, can you tell whether something you read on Wikipedia was written by a human or AI? Wikipedia's editors hope a new guide will help you spot the difference. We'll hear more about that in 12 minutes. Weather forecast for today looks good. Partly to mostly sunny. High temperatures this afternoon around 78 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms toward morning. Low temperatures overnight around 57 degrees. Tomorrow, Friday, cloudy. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 65. Saturday looks nice, though. Sunny with a high near 76. Sunday, also sunny. Also with a high near 76. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy, 54 degrees. Topeka, partly cloudy and 54 at 6:44.
On the next Live at Green Lady Lounge, it's those late night favorites, the Reyes Brothers Green Lady Lounge, Saturday, 6 p.m. on KPR.
Good morning, I'm E. Martinez, the bronze medalist at the Los Angeles...
From BritBox, committed to helping viewers to see it differently with British TV. With new original series like Code of Silence, about a deaf woman recruited as a lip reader in a high-stakes police investigation. Streaming at BritBox.com. And from Your Part-Time Controller, specializing in nonprofit accounting and committed to supporting nonprofits with financial management services such as budgeting and forecasting. YPTC.com/NPR. This is NPR.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. The University of Kansas and University of Missouri football teams face off Saturday afternoon in Columbia in a renewed border showdown. With the renewal of that rivalry, Kansas Public Radio and KBIA, the public radio station in Columbia, have decided to get in on the action and turn the border showdown into a fundraising competition called Radio Rivals. KPR's Jay Schaefer spoke with KPR Development Director Joanna Fewins about the competition.
The whole idea came out of having sort of a the past. It's based on a lot of history. And we just wanted to bring some attention to the rivalry in a positive way.
Yes, this rivalry, of course, has historic roots in the often violent relationship between the two states, Kansas and Missouri, including guerrilla warfare before and during the American Civil War. So we're not killing anyone anymore. We're just trying to raise some money in a good-natured way. That's the Border Showdown.
That's right.
Joanna Fewins, KPR Development Director. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jay.
Again, you can learn more about the radio rivalry, and you can make a donation to help KPR beat KBIA at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Headquarters Kansas, presenting its annual 988 Breakfast of Hope, Monday, September 8th, 8 a.m. at Headquarters Kansas. A morning of connection, reflection, and community care. Event details at hqkansas.org.
You are listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.9 Atchison, and of course online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in 10 minutes on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance, presenting music showcases September 19th and 20th with more than 25 acts performing across Lawrence, as well as an all-ages show in the Lawrence Public Library lawn. Tickets at Mixmaster2025.com.
Forecast for today, partly to mostly sunny, high temperatures this afternoon near 78 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, especially toward morning. Low temperatures overnight around 57 degrees. In Lawrence right now, partly cloudy, 54 degrees. Topeka, partly cloudy, 54 at 651.
This is Morning Edition from NPR.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm A. Martinez.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Visiting fellow Jerry Seib moderates Church and State, a discussion on Catholic thought and politics, with special guests September 4th at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, we get the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. It's 7 o'clock.
Good morning. President Trump's nominee to the Federal Reserve
lead Gaza. Israeli leaders called Hamas's statement spin and demanded it disarm. Israel is vowing to launch a major offensive in Gaza City. On Wednesday, Israelis protested near Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's home. They called to end the war. Protester Yael Agmon.
The lives of the hostages are way and far more important than continuing to destroy Gaza and kill innocent civilians and risk the lives of the Israeli soldiers.
After protesters lit a fire and a nearby car was burned, Netanyahu compared the protesters to fascist gangs. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A federal judge has dismissed one of two discrimination lawsuits filed against the Topeka Fire Department. Brentley Dorsey sued the city after being passed over for a promotion in the department. He alleged discrimination on the basis of his race and a disability. But federal judge Holly Teeter has dismissed the suit, saying Dorsey failed to present any evidence to support his claims and that he retired voluntarily. WIBW-TV reports the department still faces another suit alleging discrimination. That suit is scheduled for trial in December. Police are warning of a scam targeting churchgoers in northeast Kansas. The scam targets members of Northridge Church in Seneca. Church members have received emails from a scammer pretending to be a pastor at the church. The scammer asks them to purchase gift cards. KWCH reports the Seneca Police Department is investigating the scam. Nationwide, the FTC says impersonation scams cost Americans more than $1 billion in 2023. The Kansas Highway Patrol is distancing itself from a state trooper's social media posts asking for gas money. Trooper Ben Gardner, who goes by the online moniker Trooper Ben, has 31,000 followers on Facebook. On Monday, he posted about a trip he was making to Michigan to attend his father's funeral. He said he would, quote, use a lot of gas, and said his followers could send him money via apps like Venmo or PayPal. KWCH reports the Highway Patrol later issued a statement clarifying that the trooper's page was personal and his posts were, quote, neither approved nor associated with KHP. Small Western Kansas high schools are switching to six-man football to keep their teams alive while their town's populations shrink. As Kaylin Moore reports, it's a trend that's likely to grow.
To keep the Friday night lights on, low-enrollment schools are switching to a smaller-teamed version of football. It's where there are only six players on both sides of the ball, as opposed to 11. The high-flying and high-scoring game was sanctioned by the Kansas State High School Activities Association in 2021. Its popularity has grown since. Mark Lentz with the association says even with fewer players on the field, the fundamentals are the same.
It's just an opportunity for smaller schools who don't have the enrollment or may not have a lot of boys in their school to play the game of football.
23 teams played last season. Lentz projects more small-town schools will field six-man teams in the future. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Weather forecast for today, partly to mostly sunny skies. High temperatures this afternoon near 78 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially toward morning. Lows overnight around 57 degrees. Tomorrow, Friday, cloudy. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow near 65. Weekend looks nice, though. Saturday and Sunday both sunny with a high near 76. It's 7 minutes after 7.
Support for NPR comes from...
More information available at prairiepaws.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Coming up on Morning Edition, you've no doubt heard of the border showdown coming up this Saturday between the Kansas Jayhawks and the Missouri Tigers. But have you heard about the radio rivalry taking place between KPR and the public radio station in Columbia?
This is really a competition between radio stations around the idea of Mizzou and KU competing as well.
It's not just football fans who will be rooting for their team this Saturday. KPR in Lawrence and KBIA in Columbia are trying to out-fundraise one another. What's at stake? We'll find out in about 20 minutes on Morning Edition. Forecast for today, partly to mostly sunny skies, high temperatures near 78.
I'm Paul Henley, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, could an international coalition of the willing meeting in Paris come up with a realistic plan for Ukraine? And how brain mapping mice might revolutionize treating Parkinson's disease in humans?
BBC NewsHour begins at 9, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. Coming up in 10 minutes on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom at 7:21.
Support for NPR sold with 183,000 miles and
wasps. Oh, and Vanny.
It has wasps. The fate of Vanny on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered comes your way this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, from 3 to 7 right here on KPR. Your place to find NPR News. This is Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. It's 7:30.
Careened down a hill and crashed in the country's capital, Lisbon. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley says the ride is popular with tourists.
Dozens of passengers who were riding the funicular up a narrow Lisbon street have also been injured. The accident occurred when a cable broke loose and the car hurtled down the hill and crashed into a building. Television footage showed the cable car smashed and broken against a wall. The mayor of Lisbon called it a tragedy without precedent for the city. The iconic funicular known as Gloria was inaugurated in 1885 and widely used by Lisbon residents and tourists. 3 days of mourning have been declared in memory of the victims. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News.
The Trump administration is asking the U.S. Supreme Court for an expedited ruling on whether President Trump's sweeping tariffs are legal. A federal appeals court recently declared the tariffs to be illegal while leaving them in place through mid-October. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A brawl in Salina last week ended up with a 17-year-old boy getting stabbed. The boy was treated and released from a local hospital. Police say the brawl began around 11 o'clock Friday night at Indian Rock Park, where a large group of teenagers had gathered. KSN reports a 17-year-old girl from Salina was arrested in connection with the stabbing. She faces charges of aggravated battery, simple battery, criminal threat, and marijuana possession. Students at Lawrence High School are complaining about a policy that makes it harder for them to use the bathroom. Under a policy implemented last school year, all bathrooms are closed and locked during class periods, except for the gender-neutral stalls. Staff members are supposed to unlock the bathrooms between periods. Administrators told the Lawrence Times the policy addresses behaviors like vaping and skipping class. But some students say bathrooms often aren't unlocked between periods, leaving them unable to use them. Rural Kansas towns are shrinking along with their schools, and a version of football with smaller teams is helping keep that sport alive. Six-man football is a high-scoring game that only has six players on each team as opposed to the usual 11. Mark Lentz is the assistant executive director for the Kansas State High School Activities Association. He says keeping the football team gives small towns something to do as a community.
When you play a varsity game on a Friday night, that's what's going on in town. And that's what we want to keep. And we want schools to thrive and communities to thrive and have that opportunity.
Last year, there were 23 six-man teams in Kansas. Lentz believes there will be more teams joining that division, especially in western Kansas. Royals got beat by the Angels last night, 4-3. Final game of that series is tonight at the K. First pitch 6:40. Weather forecast for today, partly to mostly sunny with high temperatures this afternoon near 78 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms toward morning. Lows overnight around 57. Tomorrow, Friday, cloudy, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 65. Weekend looks nice, though. Saturday, sunny with a high near 76. Sunday, sunny with a high near 76. In Lawrence at the moment, sunny skies, 55 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR. It's 7:34.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Leave be litigation, it will almost certainly end up in the Supreme Court. And that's a good thing because the alternative is a face-to-face confrontation.
That's Stephen Vladek, a law professor at Georgetown University, and this is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the ROM Trio, a two-trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday, September 28, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Glad you could join us. Coming up on Morning Edition, a new report highlights how significant cuts to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service are fueling a rise in black market trade, including the illegal trade of ants. So what does a relaxed regulatory environment mean for the economy and for ants? We'll hear more in about 10 minutes on the Marketplace Morning Report. Forecast for today, partly to mostly sunny, high temperatures near 78 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially toward morning. Lows overnight around 57 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 65. Saturday, sunny with a high near 76. It's 7:44.
Next time on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we've got Les Baxter's classic Ritual of the Savage, plus new music by Whistler Molly Lewis and the M Squad Crime Jazz Quintet. I'm Daryl Brogdon. I'll see you where the music's shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday, 7 p.m. on KPR.
Good morning, Public Radio and the Arts. And from the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. The University of Kansas and University of Missouri football teams face off Saturday afternoon in Columbia in a renewed border showdown. With the renewal of that rivalry, Kansas Public Radio and KBIA, the public radio station in Columbia, have decided to get in on the action and turn the border showdown into a fundraising competition called Radio Rivals. KPR's Jay Schaefer spoke with KPR Development Director Joanna Fewins about the competition.
The whole idea came out of having sort of
fans and listeners have to do in order for us to be successful.
So all you need to do is go online to kansaspublicradio.org, and there will be a giving form that says Radio Rivals. And even if you just go directly to our donate button, it will take you to the form where you can just become a sustainer, or you can make a one-time gift, and in either or will count.
Is there a deadline on the contest?
Yes. So we're going to have a final tally on Monday in the morning. So we would appreciate it if you were able to get your gifts in over the weekend to meet that final tally time.
It's a radio rivalry during the border showdown between KU and MU as two public radio stations challenge one another to raise money. If you'd like to help, get more info at kansaspublicradio.org.
We're hoping to create good vibes around this competition, which I know in the past is based on a lot of history. And we just wanted to bring some attention to the rivalry in a positive way.
Yes, this rivalry, of course, has historic roots in the often violent relationship between the two states, Kansas and Missouri, including guerrilla warfare before and during the American Civil War. So we're not killing anyone anymore. We're just trying to raise some money in a good-natured way. That's the Border Showdown.
That's right.
Joanna Fewins, KPR Development Director. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jay.
Once again, you can learn more about the radio rivalry and make a gift to help us win at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
The forecast for today, partly to mostly sunny, high temperatures this afternoon near 78 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms toward morning. Lows overnight around 57. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow near 65. I may have erroneously said 85 earlier. Highs tomorrow near 65. That sounds a lot better. Saturday looks nice. Sunny with a high near 76. Sunday looks just as nice, sunny with a high near 76. In Lawrence right now, sunny and 55 degrees. Topeka, sunny, 55. Manhattan, sunny and 53 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in about 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. It's 9 minutes before 8. We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Up next on Morning Edition, news from NPR in the KPR newsroom, it's 8 o'clock.
Good morning. Florida's
Angola is known for its history of violence and use of inmate labor. Secretary of Homeland Security Kristi Noem says the choice of venue was deliberate.
This is a facility that's notorious. It's a facility. Angola prison is legendary. But that's a message that these individuals that are going to be here, that are illegal criminals, need to understand.
The funding for the camp comes from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act signed in July. It will have over 400 beds. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cox in Angola, Louisiana.
More than a dozen women have joined two House lawmakers to call for the release of all files on late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The women are connected to the criminal case against Epstein, and they're demanding full transparency from federal officials. One of the women, Marina Lacerda, told her story publicly for the first time yesterday.
I think it's important for all women that have been abused, raped, or any kind of abuse to speak up.
House Republicans have voted to support a probe of the Epstein case by the House Oversight Committee. But that vote was mostly symbolic. Republican House members Thomas Massie and Democrat Ro Khanna have introduced a bill to force the Justice Department to release all Epstein files. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A federal judge has dismissed one of two discrimination lawsuits filed against the Topeka Fire Department. Brentley Dorsey sued the city after being passed over for a promotion in the department. He alleged discrimination on the basis of his race and a disability. But federal judge Holly Teeter has dismissed the suit, saying Dorsey failed to present any evidence to support his claims and that he retired voluntarily. WIBW-TV reports the department still faces another suit alleging discrimination. That suit is scheduled for trial in December. Police are warning of a scam targeting churchgoers in northeast Kansas. The scam targets members of Northridge Church in Seneca. Church members have received emails from a scammer pretending to be a pastor at the church. The scammer asks them to purchase gift cards. KWCH reports the Seneca Police Department is investigating the scam. Nationwide, the FTC says impersonation scams cost Americans more than $1 billion in 2023. The Kansas Highway Patrol is distancing itself from a state trooper's social media post asking for gas money. Trooper Ben Gardner, who goes by the online moniker Trooper Ben, has 31,000 followers on Facebook. On Monday, he posted about a trip he was making to Michigan to attend his father's funeral. He said he would, quote, use a lot of gas, and said his followers could send him money via apps like Venmo or PayPal. KWCH reports the Highway Patrol later issued a statement clarifying that the trooper's page was personal and his posts were neither approved by nor associated with KHP. Small Western Kansas high schools are switching to six-man football to keep their teams alive while their town's populations shrink. As Kaylin Moore reports, it's a trend that's likely to grow.
To keep the Friday night lights on, low enrollment schools are switching to a small...
To play the game of football.
23 teams played last season. Lentz projects more small-town schools will field six-man teams in the future. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Royals got beat by the Angels last night, 4-3. Final game of that series tonight at the K, 6:40. Forecast for today, partly to mostly sunny, high temperatures near 78 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially toward morning. Lows overnight around 57 degrees. In Lawrence at the moment, sunny skies, 55 degrees. Topeka, sunny, 55. Emporia is sunny and 57. The time is 8:07.
Support for NPR.
We appreciate it.
In a statement, NPR, the Department of Health and Human Services said pandemic policies of Democratic-run states eroded the American people's trust in public health agencies. HHS said it will ensure policy is based on rigorous evidence and, quote, gold standard science. We extended invitations to the governor and Surgeon General of Florida. They have not responded to our request. This is NPR News.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws connects pets with new homes through adoption services, helping to ensure that every animal gets a second chance. More at prairiepaws.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up on Morning Edition, survivors of the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking network spoke out at a rally on Capitol Hill Wednesday, demanding justice and accountability.
We are tired of looking at the news and seeing Jeffrey Epstein's name and saying that this is a hoax. We are tired of it.
But President Trump says the matter is a hoax and that it's irrelevant. We'll hear more in about 15 minutes on Morning Edition. Coming up on the Classical Afternoon Show, from noon to 3 on KPR, lots of fun in the noon hour. We've got polka songs, a Swedish symphony, and a fun little tune by Haydn Wood called Regent's Park from his suite Snapshots of London. Classical music from noon to 3 this afternoon on KPR. If you're listening to KPR 2, stay tuned for BBC News throughout the day. National Weather Service says we can expect partly to mostly sunny skies today with a high temperature this afternoon near 78 degrees. In Lawrence right now, sunny skies 55, Topeka sunny 55, Manhattan sunny 53 degrees, Chanute partly cloudy 62 degrees. It's 21 minutes after 8.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Viking.
Right now is important because we don't know what things will look like in the future.
For now, this museum known as America's Attic remains free and open, a curated cross-section of American life. This is NPR News.
Should ancient vehicles be sold, donated, recycled?
Would you like to buy my minivan?
I would not like to buy your minivan.
And what happens to all the metal and hazardous fluids? Our reporter parts with the family Vanny, who's 20 years old with 183,000 miles and...
Wasps! Oh, and Vanny!
It has wasps. The fate of Vanny on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
ATC begins at 3 here on KPR. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Weather forecast for today, partly to mostly sunny, high temperatures this afternoon near 78 degrees. In Lawrence right now, mostly sunny, 57. It's 8:30.
Has more. Trump has tapped White House economic advisor Stephen Miron to fill a short-term vacancy on the Fed board. If confirmed, Miron would take the place of Adriana Kugler, who stepped down last month. Trump is also trying to free up another seat on the board by firing Fed Governor Lisa Cook. The president and his allies have accused Cook of making a false statement on a mortgage application. Cook has not been charged, and she's gone to court in an effort to keep her job. If the president is successful in replacing Cook, a majority of Fed governors would be Trump appointees. Trump has repeatedly demanded that the central bank lower interest rates, even though by law the Fed is supposed to be insulated from that kind of political pressure. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A brawl in Salina last week ended up with a 17-year-old boy getting stabbed. The boy was treated and released from a local hospital. Police say the brawl began around 11 o'clock Friday night at Indian Rock Park, where a large group of teenagers had gathered. KSN reports a 17-year-old girl from Salina was arrested in connection with the stabbing. She faces charges of aggravated battery, simple battery, criminal threat, and marijuana possession. Students at Lawrence High School are complaining about a policy that makes it harder for them to use the bathroom. Under a policy implemented last school year, all bathrooms are closed and locked during class periods, except for the gender-neutral stalls. Staff members are supposed to unlock the bathrooms between periods. Administrators told the Lawrence Times the policy addresses behaviors like vaping and skipping class. But some students say bathrooms often aren't unlocked between periods, leaving them unable to use them. Rural Kansas towns are shrinking along with their schools, and a version of football with smaller teams is helping keep that sport alive. Six-man football is a high-scoring game that only has six players on each team as opposed to the usual 11. Mark Lentz is the assistant executive director for the Kansas State High School Activities Association. He says keeping the football team gives small towns something to do as a community.
When you play a varsity game on a Friday night, that's what's going on in town. And that's what we want to keep. And we want schools to thrive and communities to thrive and have that opportunity.
Last year, there were 23 six-man teams in Kansas. Lentz believes there will be more teams joining that division, especially in the western part of the state. Royals got beat by the Angels last night, 4-3. Final game of that series is tonight at the K, 6:40. Weather forecast for today, partly to mostly sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms toward morning, lows overnight around 57. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs only around 65. Weekend looks nice, though. Saturday, sunny with a high near 76. Sunday, also sunny, also with a high near 76 degrees. In Lawrence at the moment, it's mostly sunny, 57. Topeka, sunny, 57. Manhattan, sunny, and 55. The time is 8:34.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from
Bezalel Smotrich. He's the one who actually leads the policy not only regarding the West Bank, but also about occupying Gaza City.
Building is expected to begin on E1 in the coming year, and the government just approved another 17 settlements. Jackie Northam, NPR News, the West Bank.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners that dental checkups can help identify health conditions like heart disease, diabetes, and more. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
Good morning. You are listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for doing so. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Still ahead on Morning Edition, can you tell whether something you read on Wikipedia was written by a human or AI? Wikipedia's editors hope a new guide will help you spot the difference. We'll hear more in about 12 minutes.
Reach an engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Weather forecast for today, partly to mostly sunny. High temperatures this afternoon near 78 degrees. Calm wind becoming south around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight, increasing clouds, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially toward tomorrow morning. Lows overnight around 57. Tomorrow, Friday, cloudy, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow near 65 degrees. And Lawrence right now, mostly sunny, 57 degrees at 8:44.
On this Old House Radio Hour, Elton Brown's Blue.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the ROM Trio, a two-trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday, September 28, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. In 10 minutes, we get the latest news from NPR and then the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia. Edvard Grieg's vast piano concerto in A minor, symphonies by Mozart and Schubert, Prairie Night by Aaron Copland, and much more coming up on the Classical Morning Show. If you're listening to KPR2, Coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. National Weather Service predicting partly to mostly sunny skies today, with highs this afternoon around 78 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms toward morning. Lows overnight around 57 degrees. In Lawrence, mostly sunny, 57 right now. Topeka, sunny, 57. Manhattan, sunny, 55. Chanute, sunny at 62. 9 minutes before 9.
Written by an AI, otherwise they just go to ChatGPT directly and ask questions there.
In summary, what you just heard was not written by AI. It was just A and me, and it really is us, for what it's worth. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm A. Martinez.
We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Thank you very much for joining us for Morning Edition. Hope you can keep listening. Coming up next, it's the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown. If you're listening on KPR2, it's the BBC News Hour. Get out and enjoy the weather today. Should be a nice day, partly to mostly sunny skies, high temperatures near 78 degrees. Tonight, some clouds move in. There's a 30% chance we could see some showers and thunderstorms toward morning. Lows overnight around 57. Tomorrow, Friday, cloudy, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs just near 65. Right now in Lawrence, sunny skies, 58 degrees. Topeka, mostly sunny, 58. Manhattan, sunny, 57. Emporia, sunny and 59. It's a minute after 9.